look ahead to an expected interest rate hike announcement this afternoon by the Federal Reserve. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Play Counts Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For Counts Custom Truck Drawing, details and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 15th
Bob's
of
the man.
March. It's beware the Ides of March. We had everybody go through a metal detector today, make sure there were no knives on the staff when they walked through.
You just wondered why we're wearing togas.
Yeah, right? I'm just wondering. It's this toga thing, I kept people come. This one guy came up and kissed me on the lips. I'm not sure what that was. Anyway, 530-605-4567 is our phone number here. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there.
Hey, good morning. And Linda. Bob's the man. I love the fact, you know, Wednesday they play the hump, song.
That's for you.
But anyway, so the new introduction, Bob, of course, put that whole thing together. And so it was really cool how he did that with his wonderful skills of, you know, it came right with the ending of the wham, you know, the car, right at the end of the hump.
I know. Just when
the hump day. The camel.
The hump. And
the camel finished his witty statement.
You know what they say about blind hogs and acorns.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they go, it's hump day.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios, and we're going to have rain today with our highs of 68. It's about 80% chance of rain. Tonight we have showers. Then, the forecast says 70 to 20%. Chance showers, likely then slight chance of showers with our lows of 49. Partly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 70. Thursday night calls for 48. Friday calls for partly sunny with a high of 72. As we progress through the week, we still have rain is in the forecast. Anyway, we look around, a chance of showers on Sunday and Monday.
Saturday.
Yes, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That was coffee. I've been drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And hey, what does Ides of March mean?
Ides of March is when Ides.
I know. I just want to
hear
you.
Beware the Ides of March when Julius Caesar was warned. And Julius Caesar was walking to the Senate when Brutus and several others came up and they stabbed him to death, stabbed 27 times, assassinated Julius Caesar.
Yes.
Caesar.
And dude, almost as many minutes as Rachel Maddow took last night in order to release.
another disaster spectacle.
We'll talk about
Rachel Maddow out there making a fool of herself.
Oh, man.
And even her own, even CNN goes, well, this looks like this was a victory for Trump. CNN said it. Okay, Rachel Maddow, poor girl. Poor girl. She was so devastated after the election. She's never really been the same. I wonder if she sought help.
I've tried to work up sympathy for the mad cow and still have yet
well,
to.
Well, I tell you what, we'll get into what she did last night, and it's just hilarious when you think about it. But there's
five things you need to know. The reason I went right into the 27 minutes and the 27 times of being stabbed and the 28 minutes it took in order to, and 38 million. See, they all kind of go together here. Number one on our things that we need to know, according to the CNN polls, Trump taxes. He did show the taxes for 2005, earned more than $150 million in income and paid $38 million in taxes after taking into account scaled depreciation for construction. Now, so that's number one.
And by the way, that was 25%, which was higher than 18% paid by Mr. Obama, much higher than 14% paid by Bernie Sanders for taxes in 2015. So, I mean, it's kind of like, well, okay, but now, we're going to get into that.
Now,
one
these
later.
Are five things you need to know from CNN. Right. The next paragraph on the CNN site, the information is fairly uneventful, comma. Its release was spurred by MSNBC host Rachel Maddow, comma, who teased that she had the long-sought-after tax returns and would release into Tuesday night on her show.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that.
Hyperbole.
Well, what happened was, now that you're in it, I mean, you might as well get into it now, is that she said, she tweeted out to everybody, I've got Trump's tax returns. And, you know, of course, first of all, for her to have Trump's tax returns means it's a federal offense that she's got them because somebody stole them and they leaked them. Well, it turned out they didn't leak them to her. They leaked them to a reporter from someplace that nobody's ever heard of. And then, so Maddow goes on for 27 minutes. 23 or 24 minutes, somewhere like that, talking about just going off on this. They call it a word salad because she kind of realized it. But here's the thing is, she had these tax returns. Well, the Trump's White House releases those tax returns an hour before her show. Other Slate had it had them published before her show. And here she's coming out with this big scoop, which it turns out is that he paid 25% of his income in taxes, which is not a scoop. And it was so bad. She even got the guy that it was sent to.
And furthermore, the reveal turned out to be a dud.
It was, totally.
Okay. Incomplete, and far from the incriminating bombshell many Trump critics were hoping for, comma. If anything, she merely proved the White House was fully capable of releasing tax info and just decided not to.
So
this is on CNN.
But this is the other thing. The guy that she released it to, she said, is there a chance that he could have just released it just to show that he paid taxes? He goes, yeah, he does that. Maddow just looked like somebody had deflated her at that point. What a total, you know, and then she was being trolled by the media, her own media and liberals. Saying, well, what, is Geraldo Rivera going to come up here and open this up? What?
Possibly the most underwhelming reveal since Al Capone's vault.
Yes. That's right. This was terrible. It was terrible.
Okay, number two, on the five things you need to know, extreme weather. The big late winter storm spared parts of the Northwest, but five weather-related deaths were reported in three states in Canada. Some of the heaviest hit areas were upstate New York, which got 30 inches, Bob, 30 inches of snow in some parts, and Hartford, Connecticut area were as much as 19 inches. Parts of New Jersey got 20 inches of snow, while other places were barely dusted.
And people in those barely dusted places are wanting to sue someone, anyone, because the storm in their part of the country wasn't as bad as predicted. I mean, my wife was just rolling on the floor at that news because it's an inexact. We're talking about the weather, or the most complex system that we've got on this planet, and you cannot say. She's had people call her and say, "Do you know what? Is it going to rain on my wedding day in like 3 months?" And she just laughs.
Well, the point is that it wasn't the. There was a lot of snow, but it wasn't a devastating storm. Everybody thought.
Absolutely, it was devastating for many areas. But over 1,000 flights were canceled. Number three, the Netherlands. Voters in the Netherlands head to the polls today, an election widely seen as the indicator of popular sentiment across Europe. Conservative Prime Minister Mark Rutte has faced a tight battle with far right rival Geert Wilders, whose anti-immigrant, anti-Islam tirades have landed him in court.
They have, because they've got very strict words about saying things like the mayor in a French city said, there's something wrong here because I have 91% of our schools in the inner cities in the inner city and the lower, much lower incomes is Muslim. And he said that, and it just has caused a total meltdown of the French media. He says, look, there's something wrong here. I got 91% of the kids in my schools in the inner city, and I want to use the word ghettos. Let's just say lower, much lower mm-hmm. income mm-hmm. are all Muslim. Okay.
Well, that's number three. Number four, if France, the upcoming French elections, meanwhile, continue to be marked by scandal, Republican nominee François Fillon was placed under formal investigation Tuesday on multiple counts, including embezzlement of public funds. He's accused of paying his wife and children for work they did not do. Fillon was already under pressure to stand down. It could be Fillon, but I'm saying Fillon. And those calls were likely to get louder now. Okay, so that's okay. happening in France. And number five, Trump administration. So the FBI investigating ties between Russia and the Trump campaign or not? We should know today, according to Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who said FBI Director James Comey promised to tell him whether such an investigation exists, and if so, its scope. Whitehouse, along with Senator Lindsey Graham, is leading one of those the three congressional investigations into Russia's interference into the U.S. elections.
I'm still not sure about this one, except for the fact that I'm just going to wait. But because – is it because they got into the Democrats' servers and released Democrat stuff and they didn't release Republican stuff? Or is it because they think that there were Trump's confidants that were there saying, okay, this is how. This is how you're going to destroy the Democratic Party. I think that's what they're going for. Anyway, I don't know if they're going to find any of that stuff. Frankly, if you couldn't find anything on what's that one, the Fast and Dangerous or whatever it was that moved guns across, and you couldn't
Fast
find
and
any,
Furious, yeah.
Fast and Furious, you couldn't find anything on that one after 3 years, or Benghazi. You know what? It is, you know, this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We're way over time. Hey, Sons of Italy. This Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Dinner at the Shasta Lodge, 2453 up on Cedars Road. Cocktails 5:30, dinner at 7, traditional corned beef and cabbage. Call Carol for tickets, 241-4342. $18 per person by reservation only. I don't even know if there's any left at this point, but give her a call. We'll be right back after these messages.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi guys, this is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. B&T Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. Power has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
We can move. Move to the rhythm. We can.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 55 degrees going up to 68 today. Maybe a chance of rain in our forecast. 605-4567 is our phone number. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Linda's favorite place.
Dandelion Boutique. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend, as well as a designer brands. Well, I hope your wife is your friend.
Well,
Depends on your sister or your mom. They also have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on down to Dandelion. Really, it's you know, springtime. We need a switch up in our wardrobe. So 1322 Pine Street.
There you go. Open Monday through Saturday. Okay, a couple other things. Okay, something tragic, terribly tragic, and you know, and we've been joking around here, but this is terribly tragic. Right here in Reading. A man in a drug-induced stupor. I got the press release yesterday, and I just kept it. I went, oh, this is, it's on the paper today. That's if you can get into the paper today, because I still haven't gotten into my, anyway.
Into the having more problems with
digital
their
thing.
Website.
Those people are idiots. anyway, this guy, mom calls home. Mom's working. She calls home. Nobody's answering. She calls. She keeps calling. Nobody's answering. She knows her husband's home, or I guess her husband. And he's watching the four-month-old child and the two-year-old. So she calls a neighbor. Neighbor can't get in the house, can't see. So she comes racing home, opens up the door, and this guy has been doing drugs, according to the report. Goes into this in a stupor. The four-month-old rolls off his lap on face down on the chair that they're in, or couch. Smothers to death. Mom comes in there, starts doing CPR. She calls 911. They come in, but child's dead. Meanwhile, the two-year-old is out running around with, you know, his drugs all over the place. Guy's been arrested for murder. That was the report yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that right there is totally tragic.
And it's so indicative of the epidemic.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a classic example of what has gone terribly wrong.
What's he taking that's nodding him off like that? Is he smoking marijuana? Is it an opiate? More than I think you would think it may be an opiate, but, you know, we don't know. I mean, how can you...
We have got a problem here, boys and girls.
Terribly tragic.
Yeah, make sure it's just one of those things that, you know, you know that's out there, but when you start your morning coffee, it just is a blow to the joy for to start your day with something like that. But this has happened in this person's life.
But it's happening around us because of this heroin and opiate epidemic we have here that Rob Paletti talked about when he first came on here 4 years ago. He said, we're getting ready to get inundated for it. It's down in Stockton. It's working its way here. And he was absolutely right. Yeah. The Mexicans are cartels. The Mexican cartels are flooding the market with cheap stuff, but then it's not so cheap now, which is why you've got, you know, all these break-ins, because people need to steal $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 worth of stuff for their habits, you know. And but it's relentless for them. It's relentless. It's not like, you know, it's not like meth you can make in a bottle, in a soda bottle. This is stuff that, I mean, it's relentless. Yeah. Once it's in their systems, they just have to keep stealing and getting their fixes. Or, I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I've never been addicted to, well, you know, I was addicted to tobacco. And even that, when you stop that, you know, it kind of gives you a couple of, you know, of mediocre days. I mean, it does, mediocre days, where you, but you can control that.
Like, you want to eat carpet. Anyway.
But,
put that in your mind. Well, another thing, Bob, and you'd appreciate the speaking of what breaking into and things that, well, it's not nearly in that addiction, but Twitter has been hacked. And yes, several high-profile Twitter accounts were compromised, displaying featuring swastikas. BBC North America, Amnesty International, and the European Parliament were among the Twitter accounts impacted by the hack.
So they hacked them and then put in swastikas?
Yeah, according to Twitter support, the company identified an issue caused by third-party app affecting some users, but wouldn't specify whether this was directly related to the hack. However, it's a good reminder to check your Twitter account, determine which third-party apps have access.
Yes. On a similar note, businesses that like to use the popular platform known as WordPress to create their sites, because it's an inexpensive way to make a word to make a website, there was a vulnerability in WordPress that allowed it to be hijacked. In fact, a local business that I talked to said he got a call from a customer wanting to know why his business was promoting Viagra. On their site. It's, you know, it was like an auto repair or something like that. So they had to go in and redo the code, and it was a weakness in WordPress. So if you use WordPress for your business, you may want to check your site, because you don't go back and check your own site very often. You know, you just set it up and let it roll, but be vigilant.
Which is why having a good internet company, internet marketing company, is so important.
That does your updates, yeah.
That does your updates, update does all your search engine stuff, like we do right here at KCNR and our new business, which we are not really pushing out right now because we've already got several customers that we just wanted, you know, you want to start off and make sure they're very happy. And then he's ramping up as we speak with more people.
And for those of you who have been unhappy about the new chat room, just give it a chance, please.
Yeah, I know it's hard sometimes.
And by the way, I talked to them about the chat room. So they're looking at different methods of doing this. So it's, so you don't have to, you know, give your, you know, the only thing you have to do is put in is
a name, not even your name.
Email address, you know, and then once you put in an email address, then you can put in your name. Okay, so your name is Carl. Well, we've already got Carl. So I went Carl 2017. Guess what? Carl's in there. Yeah. And then Carl put a photo next to it of a 1911.
And finally, for credit card holders, interest rate hikes are never good news. Unfortunately, that's what's looming on the horizon.
Looks like they're going to be raising the rate.
Federal Reserve is contemplating an increase to the benchmark interest rate in mid-March.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so here's a few things that you can consider to do. Financial advisors suggest a variety of preemptive measures to avoid being impacted by the rising rates, or at least to soften the blow. Number one, pay off balances as quickly as possible. Well, duh, we know that. Number two, transfer balances to a zero-interest credit card. Some of them have introductory rates. Number three, consider using a home equity loan to pay credit card balances. And number four, utilize your cash rewards to make even more credit card payments. Now, that's, I'm not sure.
In the last month, we've paid off two of our accounts.
Yes.
And we're attacking the third one, just like Dave Ramsey says.
We're starting our baby steps on the Dave Ramsey.
But now we're snowballing. We're snowballing it. And not snowflaking it. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want good news before we go into the break, here it is. President Trump has ordered the State Department to cut funding to the United Nations by one half.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, United Nations, you want to slap us around, beat us, have millions of dollars worth of unpaid tickets in the city of New York? That's okay. You can do that. You can just do it on your own money now. We're still paying. We still pay the vast majority of the money that keeps the UN running. I say we put them in some tents in Arizona with Sheriff Joe. Let Sheriff Joe run a tent city there for the UN.
Well, you know, they can always relocate to Geneva, and we can rent out the
building. There we go. Why don't we just do that? You know how much cheaper that would be for us?
Yeah.
Except here's the thing. There's a payback. Because all the money that goes in the UN, where do those people stay? They don't stay in Canada. They don't stay in other countries. They all stay in the New York area. So all those thousands and hundreds of thousands of workers that put, you know, that go to the UN and all the all everything is right there in New York.
Well, the last I saw was Tillerson was on this right now and saying that if there aren't some major changes that are going to happen in the UN, then the U.S. is going to pull out.
Well,
so I guess that's kind of like, again, they're playing hardball.
Well, we are, because you know what? We're tired of a lot of things that are happening there. Every time you turn around, we're getting condemned. You know, our allies are being condemned. And, you know, and they keep take. You put people in there like on their like Syria, you know, that's in there on the on the National Security Council that, you know, there are a bunch of thugs. Anyway, okay. Maybe we're going to take a break. We're going to have a young man that is putting together a plan and trying to get signatures and everything to have an LA, have our own Reading to LA plane, designated flights, a new air company or a company to give us from Reading to LA and back. Imagine what that would do for the economy and do for our social, our ability to move from Reading to LA instead of Reading to San Francisco sometimes. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of March. Beware the Ides of March.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Our highs today will be 68 with our lows of 49. We do have a chance of showers today. Tomorrow looks like we have a partly sunny day with partly cloudy evening. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur's got everything you could possibly imagine in the order of arms and shooting accessories and classes in CCW. They are famous for their customer service and their ability to find what you want at very, very reasonable prices. Veterans get super discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay. Hey, we're here with a young man that I've seen, you know, I've seen him on social media and I've seen some other things. His name is Artis Carter, and Artis wants to bring L.A. planes or a regular scheduled Reading to L.A. flight right here to Reading. How are you going to do this?
So basically, what I've done was started a petition to get direct flights from Reading to L.A. Reading has become more affordable very recently, so I've been utilizing the Reading Airport. And currently, they have three flights going in and out of San Francisco. And I think it would be a great opportunity for us to expand into L.A. as well.
Right.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
We all want that, definitely. Definitely.
They used to be, Bob, tell me, you've been here a lot longer. Did we used to have flights to L.A.?
Absolutely.
Alaska Airlines, right?
And then they dropped out?
Well, Allegiant tried it for a while. There's several different airlines have made the attempt, but nobody's been able to make it pencil out over the long term.
Well, and I think then the city of Reading put together like $1 million slush fund.
Yeah. What's it called?
Travel bank
to help to have people, you know, that say, hey, we'll make the money for you if you just try it.
Yeah. So let's hear about your petition and let's hear what inspired you about that. A little, give us some information.
I'm all about economic development and having people have easy access into Reading rather than flying into Sacramento. Like I said, I tried a flight back in August to fly in to Reading, and it was very, very
expensive. Oh, easy.
And the airport's easy, and I'm actually flying to L.A. next month, and I only found a flight for $42 more than Sacramento with the same airline.
Well, okay. Well, that's not bad. So, but you have to go from Reading to where?
Reading to San Francisco, and I have an hour layover.
Okay.
And on the way back, instead of me flying in at 7:30 into Sac and being back up here by, say, 10:30, mm-hmm. I'm actually flying into Reading. And with a hour and a half labor in San Francisco on the way back.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've flown back. I've flown back through here. And it's not impossible at all. The problem is what people are running into is sometimes they don't fly out of San Francisco. But right. The idea of a direct flight from between Reading and L.A. is a super thing. So what have you done? You've talked about your petition, but you've done some other things too, right?
Yeah, I was on an interview with KRCR News Channel 7.
Mm-hmm.
A little tidbit here on Action News Now. KRCR did a great job, and I've started a petition on change.org.
Change.org. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to get 10,000 signatures would be ideal.
Okay.
Right now, we are about to reach the 1,000 mark.
So what did the 10,000 signatures do, Artis?
It basically just says, hey, the Reading community is interested. Here's our way of proof, basically, because that's what they want to see.
So one thing you have to do then, people, is just go to change.org.
So you need to go to change.org and type in getting direct flights from Reading, California to LAX and back.
That's what you have to type in?
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing? Getting direct flights. Getting direct flights from Reading to LAX and back.
Yes. And also, I've created a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
As well. You just type in the same thing, getting direct flights from Reading, California to LAX. And as you start to type, you'll see it. And but basically, you just signed a petition, and we're sitting at 996 signatures.
So are you sitting – okay, can you get to the site from your Facebook page too? Does it link to it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so all you have to do if going to change.org is too hard, just go to the Facebook page.
Yeah,
you can sign there. Okay,
to the Facebook
so
page.
What are you going to do with the petition then?
I'm handing it over to the airport manager. And he had a meeting with seven different airlines last week.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to hopefully hear back soon.
Okay.
And he has shown them the petition. And I haven't got feedback yet. But basically, the petition is still running. And when it gets closer to the announcement of service, which I'm not exactly sure when that would happen, but hopefully very soon, probably 2 or 3 months from now, I would like to say this is what we got, and he can always update the airlines, but I can continue the petition.
You know what's really wonderful, I just have to say this, is that, you know, for our listeners, artists has come in here, and this is somebody who is really fighting for a cause, doing the energy, the work, putting the time and effort in to build a web page, get the petition signed. And this is what it really takes in order to make movement, to have progress. And we, like I said, at one time we did have more flights, and then they stopped. So, you know, we need to show now we've got a new airport. Hello. Right. Let's have flights to L.A. It just seems like...
It would open up business. It would open up a lot of things, tourism, because yeah. It you either have to fly to Sacramento or you have to catch one of the two flights coming in from San Francisco. And yeah. You've got to have everything work just right.
We've actually increased to 3 flights
okay.
by now. And they're not propeller planes anymore. They're actually jets.
They're jets. That's right.
And so we've increased travel by 44%.
Well, that should help.
In 1 year. And then we are talking about going to 70 or 72 seater jets. And because that's what the airlines are trying to back out of the 50s to get to the 70 and 72.
Mm-hmm.
Because it costs just about the same amount to run a 72 as it does a 50.
As far as the fuel and all that. Because it's the same, probably the same amount of people that they've got running the aircraft.
Correct.
And the cost of it. Because they may be older. They may be older also.
And also, I think it would create more liability and more comfort for the San Francisco travelers in the wintertime. Because say you have, like United right now is going to San Francisco. Say you have the same airline that goes to L.A. Well, if the planes don't fill all the way, we try to sit ideally at 80% or higher. If they don't seat all the way and one of the flights from Reading gets, say, canceled or something like that, we can always book them, rebook them. Instead of them being stuck in Reading, we can rebook them to L.A. if yeah. they need to go east or international or anything like that.
Well, a flight to Reading is going to be so, I mean, to L.A. is going to be so much easier because we have a lot of people that it's just been... It's just been difficult to get people in here, like whether they're people coming in to fish.
I want people to come up and visit from my Southern California friends, and they go, gee, you know, because it's a day that you look at just to go from, let's say you fly out of Burbank to Sacramento. Okay, so there you got, you know, after an hour and a half on each side of the flight, then you got to drive, and then you park. It's like a 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 hour deal just to get from LA to Sacramento and here. A lot of people do a round tripper in a day, but that's pretty tough, you know, especially with like the new airport rules that you have to be early, even if it's domestic.
Okay. Also, I'm like I said, I'm not discouraging flights going in and out of San Francisco, but I think it would increase confidence and people booking San Francisco because they know there's another way around in case something were to happen.
In case something happens, because they can move them over to another flight.
Right.
I tell you what, there's been times that we've gone down there.
We've been fogged out twice on flights out of San Francisco.
That's right. We have to then drive down to Sacramento to catch another flight. Now, they help us do that, but you still have to drive another 3 hours.
Right.
Okay, well, artists, this is
great.
Thank
you. And, okay, so, again, website one more time.
You can go to change.org and type in getting direct flights from Reading, California to LA and back, or you can go to my Facebook page. Also, I would encourage I'm working with the city very closely as well, and there are 30 businesses that have pitched in. That's what the Travel Bank is all about. But also, I would encourage anyone, they can also email me, people who would be interested, like businesses to get together and stuff, at artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, Ben, B-E-N, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
artist. You.
Okay, now artist is here. How long have you been in Reading?
I've been in Reading for I believe seven and a half years.
7.5 years. You are a came from Bethel, and is obviously. Are you an entrepreneur?
Not really. No, I'm not an entrepreneur, but I just I like economic development and I like to see a city thrive. So
there you go.
Fantastic.
Great. From Alabama. So
I love it.
So you like it here in Reading?
I do. Really love it. Actually, I go back east every year, and yeah, I'll be flying out of Reading. So.
That's the best way. Artist came in with his entourage today.
Thank you.
Another couple of young men that are sitting there. Oh, you know what? This is great. That
have
you
your buddy.
Get yourself involved in this.
Yeah.
That's super, Artist. Thanks a lot. Let us and keep in touch with us. Let us know what goes on.
Thank
with
you.
With us in the future.
Thank okay? you. I will.
And we'll get on today and sign your petition. Well, I'll get us. All four of us will go sign your petition today. So that'll take you up to 1,000, just the four of us.
I've actually done the math. And with the – if we had 70-seater jets, I doubt we'll have only one flight a day. It would probably be more than that. But if we have one flight a day and you did the 70 times 365, that's 24,000 something. I divided it by two. I got 12,000 something. And then most of the people that are commenting – saying that they fly 3 to 4 times a year. They would use that flight from Reading to LA 3 to 4 times a year. But I also have businesses that are reaching out to me saying, I have a record labeling company of 150 employees, or I have this and that, and they would be able to utilize it. And some people are like, I go once every 2 weeks for business and stuff, so I think it would be great.
I think it's going to be great. Okay.
Let's make it happen.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Okay.
Goodbye to all my friends at home. Goodbye to people I've trusted. I've got to go out and make my way. I might get rich, you know, I might get busted. But my heart keeps calling me backwards as I get on the 707.
It's back March 24th, 25th, and 26th. The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need landscape, household improvements, a new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information and booth space, contact Shirley at 243-6005 or online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope, Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planters, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots, then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional, FHA, or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standards savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Why, this car is automatic, systematic, hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Welcome back to Casey and our 1460. Guess what? We've got ticket giveaways here. I can't wait to that. Come on, it's so great. It's Multiply. You know, when you do the sing-along with Grace.
Yeah.
You know the song.
This song right here?
Yeah.
Grease Lightning.
It's electrifying. You better shake up. Better wake up.
No, you better shape up.
Oh, better shape up.
You're mixing up two songs here, kiddo.
I know, but that's right. I wanted to test your IQ.
It's what we call a mashup.
Mashup.
Yeah, we call it a mashup. But, you know, the one at the beginning of it when they were talking about...
Do you like how I got out of that one?
Yes, I was, but I just moved right ahead.
Well, you did.
I moved right ahead there, covered you for that there. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air brings us this portion of the show. It's serving the North State for well over 20 years. You know what? Here's the best thing, you know, with Martin and his people there. One, voted best in the North State, which of course is true. They can work on any type of heating and cooling systems, whether it's repairing them or just installing new systems, they can do that. If you've got an emergency, they're there for you. You're like family when they start, when they're taking care of you. That's the way they feel. You got to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And here's why. It's getting ready to get hot. Is your air conditioner working? Even working? Are the filters clean? Are the air ducts working? Is it even hooked up? Do you have somebody, need somebody to look at it? Call Morton and his people. He's a veteran. Does great work out there. We totally, totally recommend him. You've got tickets to give away.
I do. I have tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse, which is tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to go, I've got a few tickets. The show is called The Trip to Bountiful. It's media night tonight, so it's a very special night. 7:30 p.m. show. Give us a call, 605-4567, if you're thinking, haven't been to Riverfront Playhouse in a while. Love to go see a wonderful show, The Trip to Bountiful. That's one giveaway, 605-4567, Riverfront Playhouse tonight. And also tickets to The Foreigner, which is the play that's happening at Shasta College. That's going to be the 16th, the 18th, that's 7 p.m., and or Sunday the 19th at 2. So you call and tell me if you need. I've got a stack here. So if you need two or four for The Foreigner, I've got those to give away today. Shasta College. And, again, give us a call, 605-4567. If you're interested in going to see some theater here, Casey and ours are a great ticket giveaway this morning. What else?
Well, a lot of things are going on. I like the idea that, you know, it's kind of interesting about the about young men trying to do that. They're both, you know, out of Bethel, there's three of them. Three of them came in today and were just want to see, they just want to be do something, which is kind of interesting. They want to do something and make a difference. And they're, you know, been here for like 7 years. And they see that this is something that they could do. Anyway, okay. The Obamacare replacement. This has really been hitting the news a lot. And the problem, you know, that you see, you know, when you see the headlines, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but it keeps going on. And the part that is kind of, which is hard for people for me to understand is when they talk about all of these people that are dropping out, they're going to be dropped from Obamacare, from health coverage, medical coverage. Shows that the majority, the vast majority of them are going to just opt out and not be left out. They're just going to opt out. And now you've got dueling systems going back on. But here's the big thing. Here's what Trump said. Hey, I'm not sold on any one system. We need a system that works. And that right there gives me hope that says, okay, just because Ryan's pushing this system and Rand Paul's pushing this system doesn't mean that. And the Democrats can, you know, they need to jump in here too, that we can take the best of all three of them. Wouldn't that be something? Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning to Coach Bob. How you doing?
I gotta tell you, I sit at the Black Bear sipping my coffee and I laughed out loud when I saw your post with Pasenko's picture next to that turkey. And that made me laugh out loud.
We're going to
I scared a customer.
Well, we're going to start our turkey contest. You know, I didn't think about that, you know, because I
didn't think you did, Colonel, but I commented on it.
Well, I didn't think about that. Maybe, you know, and the sheriff's going to be in here in a few minutes, and he's probably going to say something.
Yeah, you're dead, dude. You're dead.
Not only, this means I probably won't get that extra slice of bologna the next time I'm
That's
in the jail,
right.
Or that extra blankie.
We officially That's got right. our 50-pound turkey removed metal. Scrap metal 50-pound turkey that we bought at a silent auction. You know,
no,
of course
no,
it
no. First of all, it's 50 pounds. It is scrap metal. And it's made out, get this, Coach Bob, it's made yes. out of saw blades. It's, you know, like
and
these,
propeller.
You know, a saw blade that somebody cuts in half to make the wing. So what's on the other end of that? Well, it's these little sharp edges. And it wasn't we bought this. What is this we? Is there a mouse in your pocket? There's no we in this. You bought it, and I had to carry it out, and people laughing at me. People are laughing at me. I bring it in, the dog bites me on the leg, and this just goes on and on. So... anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it could have been made out of trumpet parts, so I'm happy about
it. Could be
made
out of trumpet parts. Wait a minute. Bob's falling apart. Bob, what are you laughing
because
about?
Because I just looked at your Facebook post, and it's like, no, when do you laugh? It okay. was unintentional.
I laughed. I said, you can't be doing that on purpose. That had to be a Freudian slip if ever there was one.
Well, and guess who's going to be here at 8 o'clock? He's probably 5 minutes away on the way.
I'm telling you, he carries a gun, Colonel. You got to run now.
That's not what I meant. That is not what I meant. I meant to say, as we're talking about, we're getting ready to announce our urban turkey contest. And I try to put photos in there of things that are happening, and probably could have chosen a better photo than I guess.
Just left
out his photo, maybe. Anyway.
Hey, quick thing. Okay. I read the comics every morning online, and I always read Tickles. I don't know if you do, but I love that. And one of the cutest things I saw a week ago, and I've actually had a chance to use it, is when you get a call and you, like on my cell I'm talking on right now, you get a call from Washington, D.C., and I know what it is. They're going to want to try and sell me pharmaceuticals.
Really?
And most notably, the little blue pill. So I answer it, and there's always that delay because they're waiting for a human voice. And when they come on and say, hello, in some foreign accent, I say, good morning, you're on the air. And it stops them in their tracks. It absolutely stops them. I mean, go ahead, you're on the air. And they hang up. I love it.
Oh, I like that. But do they keep calling you back?
I haven't had a call since.
Okay. Trying to sell you the little blue pill, not realizing that you are Coach Bob. You don't need blue pills.
Oh,
are you kidding?
I'm a trumpet player to boot. No.
That's right. You know, so, you know, blue pills. I sneer at blue pills, Coach Bob.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Okay, well, I'm going to try and I'm going to start because I know Sheriff's listening right now. And Sheriff, please accept my apology because that's not wait a minute because we were talking.
It's too late. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Okay,
the
we
Marines
are...
make some tactical retreat on his post.
Yeah. You know what? He know.
You're on the air.
You're on the air. We are going to start our urban turkey photo contest a week from Monday.
And last
a
year,
a week from Monday,
the winner
last
received.
Year received a $50 gift certificate after I finally got it to him, to The View. And that's what we're going to offer again, a $50 gift certificate to The View for the best photo of urban turkeys that you take. You can't pull them offline. You can't do those things. This has got to be you taking it. And it's got to be urban. You can't be – I don't want to see pictures of you out there hunting them or dead turkeys in the field because that just makes me feel bad because I didn't get one. But I want urban turkeys. Now, last year, they were great. They were photos of them in your yard looking through your window. Great photos. Now, I think I'm going to go from – I'm going to go first, second, and third. I'm going to have a panel of three judges to be named later. And the first is $50. The next is $20 one. And then the third one is a Bartels burger. How's that? So you get a giant burger from Bartels. All right. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to start, but don't worry, we're going to have it on Facebook. We're going to get it started. And last year we had lots of entries, so we want even more entries this year.
Okay. And finally, you think you got it rough? Try having the same names as two most popular virtual assistants. That's the dilemma facing a 21-year-old college student in New Jersey whose name is Alexa Siri. Bob, I thought your machine went off. Alexa, Siri. She just happens to be the name of the human-like bot of the Amazon Echo device, while Siri is one of the Apple iPhones and computers. She lives in Ventnor City, and she said it's a walking nightmare. In the beginning, when Siri came out, I got it all the time. If I introduced myself with my last name, people would always tie it to that. It got worse in 2015 when Amazon released the Echo device, which has Siri-type helper name Alexa.
Her name's Alexa Siri?
Yes.
Oh, it's her own fault.
Yeah.
You had one, too, about twerking. What was that?
Oh, it's a Miami. There's a twerking epidemic, a car twerking epidemic. Women jumping on the top of cars as they're driving or is parked and doing the twerk dance on top of the hood. And filming, and there's like they're doing a documentary.
Here we go.
And I was dealing with the chat room
problem. Really good. Thanks a lot. Okay, we'll be right back with the sheriff.
And news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Casino. It's better at the river.
And refinements, Ryan says the major components will remain intact because they were written with input from President Trump and Senate committees. The speaker's reportedly considering a companion bill to make it more palatable to House conservatives, but experts say that so-called sidecar could be stripped in the Senate.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting, longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone says he believes his contacts with a Russian-linked hacker who took credit for breaching the Democratic National Committee may have been obtained through a warrant allowing the government to collect the communications of individuals suspected of being agents of a foreign superpower. Stone is among a handful of President Trump's associates under scrutiny. Falling temperatures could lead to icy conditions on roads and sidewalks across the Northeast today, following a nor'easter that dumped a little bit of everything over the past day or so. For children in Boston, that means another day off school.
I would rather be on the side of caution than put our kids in harm's way. All other city offices will be open.
That's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. President Trump expected to announce today plans to re-examine federal requirements that regulate the fuel efficiency of new cars and trucks. He'll make a trip to Michigan. Home builders feeling more optimistic about their sales prospects than they have in several years.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index increased by 6 points to 71 in March. It's the highest reading since June 2005. The March number exceeded analyst predictions. Builders' view of sales now and over the next 6 months also surged, as did a gauge of traffic by prospective buyers.
That's correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street right now. The Dow's up 38 points, the NASDAQ up by 6. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey guys, with your winter fat increasing, are you interested in staying trim through the season? Or want to feel less tired with the shorter days? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study in the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene33.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a doctor-recommended natural testosterone solution found nationwide at GNC and Rite Aid, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be in the largest survey of men's levels in the country. It's an easy program you can do from home or on the go. The clinical-grade tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to make a difference in your life and would like to find out your levels for free, then go to ProGene33.com now. That's the word Pro, G-E-N-E, 33.com. ProGene33.com. Enroll today before this study's closed at ProGene33.com.
The White House is putting some distance between itself and comments about immigrants by Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa. King said over the weekend that America cannot restore, quote, our civilization with somebody else's babies. He also warned of a liberal effort to destroy Western civilization through immigration. State media report at least 25 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack at the main court complex in the center of the Syrian capital city of Damascus.
The bomb went off at the Palace of Justice in the center of the city. It's the main court complex in Damascus. State TV is reporting that dozens have been killed or injured. The attacker was reportedly just inside the doorway when the device exploded. They were trying to get further inside. On Saturday, two suicide bombs in another part of Damascus killed 40 people, mainly Iraqi Shia pilgrims.
As BBC's Ben James reporting, breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The National Park Service is now concerned about the impact of cold weather on Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry blossom.
National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst says the snow Monday into Tuesday didn't appear to do damage, but upcoming cold temperatures are concerning. Litterst says if the temperature gets down to 24 degrees, there could be a 90% loss of blossoms that were expected to be at their peak in about a week. The National Park Service have forecast peak bloom to occur between March 19th and March 22nd. Peak bloom is the day when 70% of the Yoshino cherry trees around the city's tidal basin are blossoming.
That's Keith Peters reporting. A 57-year-old musher has become the oldest winner ever of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Mitch Seavey arrived in Nome, Alaska yesterday to claim his third victory in the nearly 1,000-mile race across the Alaska wilderness. He also won back in 2004 and 2013. Between he and his son, they have won the last six Iditarods. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Wow. Welcome back.
You're turning me down, buddy.
Oh,
it's not.
He's got to get my earphones.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Stop touching my
phone. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show this morning. It's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios here on KCNR.
We have to turn down one of them. So Bob just goes home and turns them all down. I'll get one of them.
Well, we may be all mixed up with our headphones here.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of March. Beware the Ides of March. We are here. And phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the weather.
Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 68. Our lows will be 49. Showers likely, then chance of showers tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow. The forecast calls for a high of 70 with our lows of around 48. And Friday calls for a high of a 72, but partly cloudy that night as well with our lows of 51. Rain is called for the forecast on Saturday with our highs of 66 and Sunday chance of showers with our around 67. That's the forecast for the weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town, brings you this portion of the show with the sheriff, Tom Pasinko. If you're looking for the place to find great jewelry, estate jewelry, or have your watch repaired, because they have the only watch repairman in the whole area, is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there. Great selections of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And, of course, we're here with Sheriff Tom Pasinko. And Tom did not...
Good morning.
Did not slap me. He didn't pour coffee on my lap.
No, it was
or anything.
The program's still young.
Exactly right. There's things that could happen.
I wanted to talk to you about that. I saw on Facebook your KCNR Facebook page, and you know they were talking about the speaker of that day, and then I saw one. Hey, tomorrow Sheriff Tom Pasinko will be on there, and then there was a great big, huge gobbler. I'm like, okay, is there a subliminal message here in their urban turkey contest? I was like, I'll have to call Carl on that one.
Well, but, you know what? I could have probably done that differently, but I just, you know, I get in my, you know, what happens is I put photos on Facebook, and I just make, you know, I just try to find things talking about what we're talking about, because really, if you put a photo on Facebook, more people come to it and look at it.
That's correct. You know,
I don't know. It could be, you know what? I had one the other day of a drone and 1,700 people.
You realize that this is probably going to take you out of the running for the social media coordinator for the White House.
So. Are you kidding? It could put me in first place. Okay.
But that was quite a very nice Tom Turkey you had there. That was a pretty big
beard. That was
beard.
An urban turkey, too.
That was a big one.
Okay, if you really think this is healthy, this is from Anonymous. For Carl to experience the pain again this year, every year he is forced to relive the pain. Just buy him a turkey sandwich, staple a turkey tag to the bag, and shake his hand in offering congratulations. Maybe he'll be able to move on.
It'd be a lot cheaper.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
But I'm there right with you, Carl. You go out, and those are pretty wary birds. They're hard to get.
Well, we're going to try again. I'm going to be out tomorrow morning looking for them because the season starts for juniors. Saturday.
Oh, wow. He's been working on his turkey call at home.
Yeah, I've been practicing my turkey.
Been banning him to the other room. Yeah. Don't please.
So, have you had any come up to the window yet?
No, haven't had. You know what? But I've been talking to people that have acreage out there, like in Palo Cedro and these places. They got like 7 acres, and he says, "Look, why don't you just come out, walk out there in the morning, shoot one, come back in, have some coffee, and you can talk about it." I said, "You've got that many turkeys?" He goes, "Oh, yeah."
Yeah.
He says, you know, they destroy the yard. He says, just go on out there and just kill one. You know, and I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. And I think, I wouldn't know what to do, Tom, frankly, if I just did that. And he just walked up and I shot it.
You can't do that.
I can't do that because, you know, I don't feel right unless I suffer. Yeah. And then everybody with me has to suffer, too.
Or the
like
kids.
Saturday, it's going to rain. See, that's perfect. It's going to rain on us. So that means I've got to be in a place where my call is dry. You know,
and of course they're all going to be bunched up and
they're not coming down out.
That's
of the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't know.
And
maybe sprinkling.
It gets light, and then they look at you and they go. Gobble at you.
Well, Tom, now that we've talked about the turkey thing,
got that out of the way.
So we have about 4 minutes before we take our first break, our 15 break. Bullet points. Like what's happening in the last month since you've been here that are like the trigger happy hot topics right now?
Well, obviously the state legislature is back in session. There's a number of gun bills that are coming through that, of course, we don't like. Another controversial bill that is going through is Senate Bill 54, which basically says law enforcement cannot cooperate with ICE officials in any way to notify ICE of illegal aliens that we come across, or for sheriffs specifically throughout the state. We all run jails, and we wouldn't be able to notify ICE when we get an illegal alien
for
in custody.
Any illegal? Like what if the guy's wanted for murder?
Correct, and that's our concern.
It says any. It doesn't say, you know, arrested for serious felonies or any
correct.
Of that stuff.
It
just
doesn't
says
say any of that.
Any. Well, that then makes us a sanctuary city and county, right?
Well, not yet. That bill is still making its way through.
I mean,
think it's
going to
be in committee today. Right. And knowing the two-thirds supermajority, it's going to probably breeze through legislature and get to the governor. We the State Sheriff's Association, and myself individually, we're writing letters of opposition to Kevin DeLeon, the author, and to the governor. And, of course, our state legislatures – Brian Daly and Senator Ted Gaines, they're opposed to it.
Of course.
But they're in the minority right now.
Well, they've got common sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are some of the big ones taking place in legislature. Also, it would take away a person's ability to carry concealed on school grounds right now. That's allowed if a school principal, superintendent or the school board approves it. There are a number of schools in Shasta County that have approved that. And then more on a local front, it's going to be a really tough budget year. Our instructions, the department heads and other elected officials, our instructions are to keep our budgets flat. Well, when you keep them flat,
you're
losing because for the sheriff's office, that's going to be over $1 million that we have to cut out of the budget to make room for increased expenditures such as, you know, increased medical cost or PERS contributions or anything else that goes up. And so that's going to be pretty significant. We may end up losing positions, but not necessarily people, because if we have a vacant position, we may not end up filling that. But that still impacts the way we serve the community, the way we work in our jail, the way we have deputy sheriffs out on the street. And so we'll see what is happening. We're still in the process of developing our budget.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We've got some things to discuss, the possibility of the sanctuary city, county, the flat don't spend any more money, which means we lose $1 million this year.
Yeah, that's just for the sheriff's office.
Just the sheriff's office. And the I mean, there's just a number of things that are happening right now that are, that affect us dramatically up here in the North State, not even counting gun laws. I mean, I've even stopped even trying to figure those out.
And we'll have some good news, too, when we come back.
Yeah, okay. Wait, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. You know, B&T Satellite is offering a great deal. You call them at 241-3474 or 241-DISH. You can get a $200 gift card. Yes, but you have to mention the code, promo code, BTS200. But you can get $200 off your bill if you have B&T Satellite. If you're looking for a provider, go to B&T Satellite. They're the local guys. They can give you a great deal starting at $39. And they can also, if you're a veteran, you get $100 off your bill. That's right. Or if you are already using B&T Satellite, then you can go over there. And if you recommend it to somebody and they sign up, you get $100 off and they get $100 off if they're a veteran. So the way you do this, though, is to call DISH. You call B&T Satellite 241-3474, 241-DISH, right here in town. It's a veteran-owned business that gives a lot back to our community. That's B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko, 16 minutes after the hour of 8.
About spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from DISH. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best DISH technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with DISH and BT Satellite, your local authorized DISH retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 55 degrees going up to 68 today with a little chance of rain. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A couple things I want to say. Rhonda Culp, happy birthday. Big shout out to
happy
Rhonda Culp.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Rhonda Culp. Also want to remind you that we have
39 years old.
That's and forever, ever young. And my longest friend in Reading. Well, actually, my second longest friend. Anyway, also want to remind you that there's music. I'm going to be with my jazz trio up at the View this Sunday, starting with one Sunday a month. And this 19th, we'll be there from 11:30 to 2. It'll be Bruce Kalin and Bernie. And hopefully it's not raining. It'll be nice outside. It'll be scattered clouds. And that's a beautiful time to see the sky out on the veranda. So I wanted to remind you about that as well. And this also, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this company from her kitchen counter. It's locally owned, trusted provider of quality in-home care. Anything that needs to be done in your home, if you wanted a trusted professional, go to Home Helpers. They're located in the Larkspur Lane. But you can give them a call. Go online, Home Helpers. And locally here in Reading, 226-8350.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. And, okay, we've got some good news, but we've got – let's go back to the points you were making. Okay, if they pass SB 54, which they could, and if the governor signs it, that essentially makes California a sanctuary state.
That's correct.
Now, what do you do, though, and what does the county do? And what about the people that don't agree with that? Because you obviously don't.
Correct. The Board of Supervisors could take action and say, hey, we're not a sanctuary county. However, the state law is still in place. And regardless if I like a law or not, I still have to comply with the law. And that puts all of the sheriffs in a very difficult spot because we want to keep the criminals off the street and locked up. So with notifying ICE, we could have a bad criminal in custody, and we're pointing this out to the governor as well. And if they're due to be released, or maybe they're getting ready to bail, we'd be unable to notify ICE to come and pick them up. We can't hold them on an ICE detainer because it's not a warrant. But we want ICE to be there to hook up this criminal and then deal with it as an illegal alien and get him deported.
And, well... But this is – they're going against a federal law.
Which could end up costing the state billions of dollars in federal monies that come to the state because the president has threatened that, hey, he'll take federal funding away.
Now, but if you – and this is – but if the county says, you know what, this we're not going to go against federal law, that we are going to turn in – we're going to turn in these people, these felons with these – that we've arrested for serious crimes. We're going to give them to ICE.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? And you, so there, essentially. And then what's the state going to do?
There could be repercussions in lawsuits towards us from the inmates and other legal firms. ACLU, I presume, would probably get involved quite handily and quickly. Then we could end up being sideways with the state. I can't remember the implications if you – go against SB 54.
Here's what I understand is that you've got somebody in there that's DUI and hit somebody.
Right.
And they've been deported four times.
Right.
You can't call ICE.
Correct.
You can't get this guy or woman deported.
Correct.
You can't. So we've got to, hold them in jail?
Well, we'd still hold them in jail because they still have the DUI. Where it comes with, we still would be, if this passes, we'd be unable to notify ICE But even more importantly, if they're getting ready to get out, either through being released on their own recognizance, being ready for bail, or if they stayed long enough and got sentenced here and they're getting out at the end of their sentence, we'd still be unable to notify ICE if this becomes law. It's an absurd bill, but no surprise, it's coming out of the state legislature.
Yeah, and De Leon.
And De Leon.
Who's an absurd person.
Right. And who was on, he gave a speech and said basically, and I paraphrase, but many of his relatives came here illegally, and they're still here illegally, and have gotten IDs and everything. He admitted that publicly. And here he is representing us in the state legislature.
Okay, I'm on your page, and you have, we're talking about guns. You've got some new things on the Second Amendment letter, personal firearms records, and CCW information page. These are new additions.
Yes, because we have we're one of the top issuing counties in the state. We have about 7,700 CCWs active here in Shasta County. We're only exceeded by some very large counties of Sacramento, Kern, Fresno, Orange, that issue somewhere between 8 and 9,500, I believe. And so we're working on that. So we wanted to make it a little easier for those people that are applying. We've got a few extra people that have come in and helped us to reduce the backlog. But the backlog still remains at the state level for doing the background on from the state level on CCWs. Mm-hmm. And so that still has taken about 4 or 5 months at the state level. Hopefully mm-hmm. they bring some more people on. They said they had mm-hmm. some in training. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
And also, before we take our next call, you have Know Before You Grow.
Yes. So a little bit of knowing that for growing marijuana, and there's been some changes now in the county. There will be some changes in the county ordinance, but there's changes in state law. So you still cannot grow it outside in Shasta County. That's still prohibited. But with Prop 64, you can grow indoors in your own house now. That allows up to 6 plants. But, you know, I don't think landlords are going to appreciate that when they find their houses.
What about those sheds you could make?
You can. If it doesn't exceed 120 square feet of floor space, basically.
It's got to have
you don't need a permit for that. But if you have plumbing in it, which you've got to water them somehow, and electricity, so you'd have to have lights in there, that requires a permit.
Plus, you've got to have some kind of air cleaning.
Correct, air ventilation cleaning system, basically carbon filter to prevent the stench that comes out from the plants,
right.
and that runs on electricity, so it'd be required.
Okay,
but even then, you're restricted on the number of plants you can have, no matter how many square feet.
Okay, so if you had 1,000 square feet, you could still only have 6 plants.
6 plants in your house. I think the county ordinance is 12 plants
outside.
Inside, no outside growing at all. All outside growing.
Right, but I mean inside that.
Yes.
Inside that.
Yeah, you can have 1,000 square feet. You can only have 12 plants.
12 plants, okay.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, well, I've been working, and this is one of the things that I've been working on. There has been a resolution signed by Siskiyou County. They will not be a sanctuary county. There has been one signed by Tehama County, as you all know. Bob Williams is the spearhead of that. They will not be a sanctuary county. Shasta County, however, much of the chagrin, I'm sure, of Tom and Les Baugh, is a sanctuary county, has been one, and they're not willing to even entertain the thought of changing it. What we've done is we've put forth resolutions in 21 counties, and I'll make that 26 now because Stanislaus, Mariposa are two more that have contacted us as their boards of supervisors are getting together and putting together resolutions where we've had people in every county in the state of Jefferson to put forth resolutions they will not be sanctuary counties. Tuolumne County is not a sanctuary county. Calaveras is working on not being a sanctuary county. So I just want to encourage you, Tom, that you know, we're doing everything we can. We'll go back to the Board of Supervisors. I sent an email to David Keogh. He had no idea that you guys were even a sanctuary county up until about a week and a half ago.
Right.
I mean, the ineptitude of our Board of Supervisors is beyond the pale at this point.
Hey, Terry, you were there, and from what I read, it said that there was a no vote or they didn't want to look at it now until after 54 passed.
No.
Was that part of it at all?
That's couple not
of
what they said.
A couple of lawsuits that out of the Bay Area.
Judicial Watch.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. The lawsuits, here's the story on the lawsuits. The lawsuits are because what they're claiming, SB 54, and let me clarify one thing first. SB 54 will pass, Carl. It will pass. It already passed the Senate. It will be slam dunked in the Assembly. There's no way that the Republicans could stop it. It is going to pass, as will SB 6, which Tom probably alluded to already, that allows even a criminal who's going to be deported an attorney on our taxpayer dime. Now, getting back to the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County, what they were talking about is they needed a little more information. They wanted to see where the lawsuits would land. I'm not really sure they could clarify the lawsuits, but the position that the lawsuit is finding itself in is that this is really an immigration issue. However, the state of California is saying, no, this is a safety issue. And that's what the court is going to have to differentiate between those two.
And as you know, lawsuits can take years sometimes to resolve, and then you still get into the appeals process.
That's why, my good friend, you need to have the resolution signed here in Shasta County. And everybody in this county should be in that, in there demanding that they sign a resolution.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And then we're not saying, as sheriffs, we're not saying that we want to become the immigration enforcement arm here, but we're saying we want to comply with the law. We want to protect safety in our communities for those individuals. In Shasta County, it's pretty small numbers that we get in to the jail for people that are illegal aliens. But well, we still want to be able to have that ability to notify ICE and have them deported.
Well, constitutionally, what the state is asking you to do as a law enforcement officer and as a sheriff is break the law.
Right.
And that's why they're going for the safety issue rather than immigration, because the purview and the jurisdiction of immigration is under the federal government, under the Constitution of the United States. That's why they're going to the safety side of this. But I just want you to rest assured we have resolutions. We have five counties that have already signed the resolutions. But we have resolutions going in 28 counties in the state of California.
I can't imagine.
And encourage you, Tom, that we're backing you, buddy. And,
I appreciate that, Terry.
Appreciate the good job you do. So I'll leave it at that. And
thanks, Terry.
Have a good day.
All right. You know what? Here's one of the things, too, is that I can't picture us as a sanctuary county. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think that having law enforcement
and we have no idea how we got on that list. All of a sudden, there's a list that says we are.
We have law enforcement members in our family, and frankly, it risked their lives. And we have too many friends. And even if I didn't have a friend in the law enforcement community, why do something like this? It's going to make their job harder. It's going to make our homes less safe. And they talk it's about safety. Well, it's going to be less safe. Yes, maybe the vast majority of the people out there are not criminals. Obviously, they are. The vast majority aren't. But the ones that you arrest, there's a reason for it.
Yeah. There was a
you just don't arrest them because they're walking down the street.
There was a case recently in which a person was arrested for growing dope, marijuana, had a big marijuana grow. And then that person was an illegal alien, had been deported a number of times, so several, and was in possession of firearms illegally and illegal firearms on top of that. That person was deported again, and we'll see how long it takes him back.
See how long it takes him to get back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott right here. It's 8:32 and a half. In the morning here on the 15th, the Ides of March, with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Don't worry, Sheriff, we've made sure nobody's carrying knives when they're walking through here. We'll be right back. Well, you say you got the blues. You got holes in both your shoes. Yeah, you're feeling alone and confused. You got to keep on smiling. Just keep on.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's back March 24th, 25th, and 26th. The original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need landscape? Household improvements? A new roof? Gutters? Lighting? Doors? Windows? Flooring? Appliances? A pool? Spa? Barbecue? Patio? Pest control? Decking? Fencing? Weatherproofing? Or planting a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information and booth space, contact Shirley at 243-6005 or online at readinghomeexpo.com.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. That's right. Go ahead, yeah. Tom.
Welcome back to KCNR Radio 1460. We're here with Carl and Linda this morning and with myself, Tom Basanko, the sheriff. Linda, what do you have for the commercial?
How many radio stations can actually make this claim?
I love it. No, absolutely. We're not going to do a live read right now. We're going to go right to you and we're going to talk. Well, do you have a live read? What do you want to talk about?
Recently a friend of mine, she posted on Facebook, and her car had been broken into. I believe she left it unlocked.
Ooh.
And gotten in and removed some coins and stuff in there. But then within 2 days... she came back home, and then her home had been burglarized, and they'd probably come back, and that was really, really aggravating for her. And then, of course, feelings of being violated,
yes.
Anxiety, the person's coming back, all that. And so they're going to take some measures for an alarm system. But it goes back to reinforce, lock your cars, even if you think there's nothing of value in there, please lock them. And what you may not consider valuable, somebody else looks in there and thinks that it might be, whether it be that gym bag with sweaty gym clothes, they might think there's something, a computer in there.
Right.
Don't leave computers, phones, tablets in there that you can see. They'll smash a window and get into it. And so that makes it very difficult. And, of course, lock your homes. And if you can have an alarm system, that is great. A barking dog is also works good. But
and by the way, we sell barking dog sound tapes that are done by sensors, so that if somebody walks up, it's kind of like a light. The light comes on and a dog barks. And it's a large dog. We've hired a large dog to bark for us.
No, it's true, though. And it's just every time
the
sheriff.
You're talking about Tess and
Bill? Well, no. I mean, I don't know.
They were talking about their entire house. It's like the third time.
You came in while Sheriff was talking about a friend of his.
That got their car broken into.
And then their house.
Oh, and their house.
And like 2 weeks later. And the feeling of, everything part of you feels violated at that point. Like, gosh, if they broke into my, do they have my address? Do they make copies of it?
Exactly.
Or do they know where I, are they watching me as I come and go? I mean, that's, ew. And that's kind of like somebody watching you when you shower.
I say we do a. Then you do what you.
And there's a new there's a new generation of these low-cost security cameras that you can access. And this one is actually rigged. This one from Nexia is actually rigged that if it picks up movement in its field of view, it sends me an alert, and I can bring up the app and take a look.
Yeah, so we're looking at Bob's house and driveway right now.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, if somebody came walking through Bob's driveway, he'd get that alert.
It looks like
even UPS.
That looks like 14 plants that are outside, Bob. I mean, I thought it was only
there. And they have doorbells that are cameras that also pick up on stuff.
We need to do that.
That all helps.
But I'll tell you what we do have, and I just want to say this out loud, is that we have Bay Alarm, right? No. I'm sorry. What's the alarm? Help me. Hue and Cry. Hue and Cry. I don't know why Bay, because I have Bay in Sacramento. Hue and Cry, and we've had it ever since we've been
no,
here.
You're there. I'll just
no,
let you
we have
continue
it here,
to go
and
for
we
that
have
one.
It at the house. It's Hue and Cry. And they're locally owned. But anyway, and we have four, what are they called?
Sensors.
Heat. The red light. I can't think right now.
We have infrared.
Infrared.
We
thank
have
you.
People. I know we have it on our windows. We have it on our doors.
Yes.
We have it. If somebody opens something, it goes beep beep in our house.
Yes.
At which point the dog jumps up and starts her starts goes into the attack mode. Linda pulls up this 12-gauge shotgun that's totally illegal because it's a...
Don't say that. Sheriff is here.
It's a semi-automatic with a 14-round magazine in it. And all, of course, then we trigger the other
12-inch barrel.
The 12-inch barrel. That's the big
thing. If you're listening...
But even if you're home, keep your home locked because it just prevents someone from just walking in even when you're home.
We always keep the house locked because people come up and knock on our door. It's very, very rare that I can count it on in 10 years probably less than four times that we've had somebody knock on our door that I didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as it turns out, in three of the four cases, they were okay. The fourth case was a little strange. So, you have to be aware. You have to keep your house locked. Sensor lights, it doesn't cost
motion
that much
sensor, yeah.
Motion sensor lights to put them out there when people are walking by your garage or anything, and they come on. Wade Riggs caught the guy that broke into his car because
he
published it on social media, and people are going, I know that guy.
Oh,
and even if you can't, maybe if you can't afford an alarm system or a camera system, they do make fake cameras, much like fake news, but they do make fake cameras, and if you had those outside, a lot of times they don't know if they're real or not.
Yeah. Well, this thing that you've got, this company.
Nexia cameras.
Is Nexia that they sent to Bob to try out so he could talk about it on his show that goes nationwide to see how it works. Now, there's other ways too, but let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
It's the Indian.
Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
We're doing great, Dave. What's up?
I'm enjoying this conversation that's going on. Hey, there was a thing on national news I was watching a couple days ago, and they were interviewing a person that was burglarizing houses.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you? Yeah, and he said that dogs are really good, barking dogs are good, so if you have a recorder that can do a barking dog when something shakes, that's good. The other thing was, he said the cameras usually tell them that there's expensive stuff in the house. So,
you could look at that as a point.
That's a good point.
But he said the best thing, actually, was neighbors.
Right.
When you know your neighbor's gone to work or whatever, because they hit from 8 to 2, he said, and if there's someone in the house, they just leave normally.
Yeah. Daytime burglaries are common. And I think he said, like, he'll either come in after 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. That's when most people are at work or going to school, taking people.
Wherever. Yeah.
But you're right. They knock on the door. If someone answers, they'll make up some lame excuse, like, hey, where's Larry live? Or do you want your windows washed? You say no, thank you. They move on to the next house and go burglarize that.
And the neighbor, he said, if a neighbor says, hey, what's up, can I help you? And they say, oh, no, I was going, I was looking for Larry or whatever. They say, well, Larry's not here, they keep an eye out or stay out there or whatever. Then they just go to the next block because they know that they have neighborhood watch or the neighbors are all good. They're not going to chance it.
Yeah. You're right, because for law enforcement, we like nosy neighbors. Because those end up being the witnesses that we have. And another one that can help you with technology for that neighbor is an application called Nextdoor. And next door
next
is like
door,
a four,
that's what we're getting together in our neighborhood right
next
now.
Next door is a forum or a bulletin board that you post in there, and it lets people that are subscribed to it know what's going on in their neighborhood. And it's very common. I received a post from someone that's in the Sacramento area, and they said, hey, we have people that are coming in through the gate that goes into the backyard, and they go in and look in the backyard, maybe steal a bicycle that's back there. Or another thing, they close the gate, so then they've got some privacy, and then they can access the door to the side of the garage that goes in.
Right.
And then once inside the garage, then you have a door that goes into the house and burglarize that. Makes it very easy. And so it's important to lock up your house, lock up those doors. Unfortunately, this is the time that we live in, and thank you very much for 109 and 47 and 57. That just keeps adding to the crime.
We appreciate your call, Dave. There's
thanks,
a lot
Dave.
Of good, yeah, a lot of good things on that. That part about the cameras is interesting.
Well, I'm a nosy neighbor, so anytime there's any movement that I see that's not normal, I'm asking or talking or hollering or whatever. So it's all good, and I'd like to see everybody in Reading doing the same thing.
Well, we have nosy neighbors in our neighborhood, and it's great. So thanks a lot, Dave. Take
thanks,
care.
Dave.
All right, buddy.
Day.
You know, bye-bye. In fact, you know, talk about nosy neighbors. We had that kind of that progressive, you know, that halfway house, whatever you want to call it, across. You talk about a bunch of watchdogs because they're there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in a heartbeat, I mean, they're out there sitting around, they're watching. And it was like having your own little watchdogs around there, because one time we left the door blew open and, you know, alarm goes off, the cops come. As we're driving back in, one of them runs across the street, police are here, police were here. He said they looked around and all that. Okay, thank you.
That's pretty good.
No, I mean, no, but they were there, and that's what they, you know, and then other people across. We've got, of course, the Chestnut Street Girl Gang, consisting of Linda and her cohorts that are out there, and people come in.
With the dreaded shoulder.
Oh, man.
Yes.
They give them the shoulder.
They
lean into them, but they chase people away.
A little shoulder check.
Oh, if I see somebody walking down the street, I just stand out there and watch them. You know, because if I haven't seen him before, I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm. And Michelle, if you're hearing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Michelle, you're listening.
Good morning, Michelle, and to the girls.
Yeah, Michelle and the girls and next door neighbors, and then Frank. Everybody on our street is involved in something.
Because right now for law enforcement, we have very limited resources. The officers are spread thin. They're going from call to call of priority calls, and they may have a delayed response if a reported maybe a suspicious person comes in. That's a lower priority call.
Oh, much lower.
Doesn't mean that it's not important, but it's a lower priority. And it may take some time to get there. And during that time, they could be committing a theft or getting out of the area.
Assault or something.
Assault, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. Rally Sally says, I know how we get on the list. If ever a criminal lawbreaker, illegal immigrant was released from the jail, you got on the list. So I'm not sure. You know, maybe we had one of those. It just got released. Okay. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Today.
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shastina Ranch is the fastest selling community in Reading in the last 12 years. Located in East Reading, features extreme high energy efficient home designs, a regional park with walking trails, decorative street lights, sidewalk planners, and fabulous open spaces. Constructed by Palomar Builders, Reading's largest home builder, these homes are constructed with green technology, distinctive interior and exterior features, designer kitchens, and superior master suites. Stop by the Shastina Ranch model home today to pick one of the pre-plotted lots. Then contact Cindy Tomlinson, 722-3150 at U.S. Lending to help you with a conventional FHA or residential loan for your new Shastina Ranch home. U.S. Lending is Reading's local direct mortgage lender. Located off Airport Road, the community of Shastina Ranch provides the high standard savvy home buyers are looking for in today's market. Make Shastina Ranch your future with a new highly energy efficient home design. Stop by our new model home, speak with Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker, and get your home on the way within days.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl in the Box. Wednesday, March the 15th, the Ides of March are with you. 55 degrees going up to 68 today. It was a little bit of rain. And, of course, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And the Sons of Italy are having their...
Well, it's called the St. Patrick's Dinner.
St. Patty's Dinner.
St. Patty's Dinner. Corned beef. Traditional corned beef, cabbage dinner, entertainment by Enterprise Starship, cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 7. And if you've never been to a Sons of Italy event, you've got to go. $18 per person by reservation only. Only 40 tickets left. Located on Cedar Road. Give them a call at 241-4342.
Let's go to the phones. Tim. You're live on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is a question for Sheriff Pacinco. I live out on the west side of town, and I have a pretty long driveway, and yet over the years, and I also have a sign posted, no trespassing, private property, right on the driveway off the road.
Right.
And several times people have just driven up the driveway, uninvited, I might say, and that, and a couple of times, they look very suspicious, kind of a phony looking, selling the meat, in the frozen meat state
right.
or whatever. And I met them in the driveway with a shotgun because it just looked really suspicious. And they were a little freaked out, of course. And so I told them to get out, you know, that you weren't invited up here. Why are you up my driveway? And that sort of thing. So I told them to leave. And they threatened to call the sheriff on me and that for pulling a gun on him and this and that. Now, I wouldn't have shot him unless something very serious were to have occurred.
Correct.
But what is my rights concerning that? I mean, can I greet them out there after they've gone right past the sign? Or
it depends on what you how you define greeting. But if you
greetings.
Had if you had the gun with you, whether it be a handgun or a long gun, shotgun, if you had it with you, say down by your side, that's fine. If they drove down your driveway and as they're driving up or getting out of the car, you rack around and point it at them, that could be a violation of exhibiting or brandishing the gun in a rude and threatening manner until you kind of determine what was going on.
I see. Yeah, well, I wouldn't have...
Now, if they got out of the car and started maybe bad-mouthing you, threatening you, saying, hey, we're going to beat you up, that's different. Then you could brandish that gun and say, stay away, and then look at, if necessary, taking precautions and
protecting
yourself.
Let me lean in on this side, though, Sheriff. Here's Tim's house. He's got no trespassing signs, no solicitors, no anything.
Right.
Somebody drives up his driveway, and so he goes out to go. He's not sure who it is. He hasn't invited him.
Right.
And he's got it, and somebody starts to step out of his car. Can he can just say, stay in your car.
That's right. He can.
But if he's got it at, say, Parade, or if he's got it at Port Arms.
That's fine. That's not.
That's fine. Port that's Arms fine. Is okay, too.
Or if you have it down to your side, chest. Just kind of like you're walking along with it. That's fine. If you all of a sudden just level it at him, that's different.
Well, I carry depending on the circumstances. Arms, it's a 12 gauge shotgun, and I wouldn't be doing that.
Well,
and
that's why it's important in the CCW classes. a lot of the instructors go through, hey, what happens if you exhibit the gun? If you have to use force, and all those facts end up being very important when you tell the law enforcement officer, okay, great, call the law enforcement. These people drove down my driveway. They were looking suspicious. I don't know them. They were getting out. Maybe they were all tatted up. They looked like I felt that I was in fear, and they were going to burglarize my house, and I had my gun with me. Okay.
Right. The other
I think they were in greater fear than I was since I was holding the 12 gauge, and they never did call, and I never did get a visit from the sheriff.
Here's the other thing, too, though, is that, and this is what we tell everybody in a CCW classroom, and for you, Tim, the same thing. It's just kind of what the sheriff said. But if you ever do point a gun at somebody to keep them away from you and they leave, you call the sheriff.
Right.
You call the police because you want to get yours in there and say, hey, look, these guys came up. I felt threatened. I pointed a gun at them. This is why I felt threatened. So what you've done is reported to the police and sheriff right away because otherwise they could call and you think, okay, nothing's happening because, they left. But no, they can.
Yeah. And you give them a description of the people, the
now
car.
Now they're coming back after you.
Yeah.
Anyway. Good question.
And even if great.
Well, thanks very much. That kind of clears a couple of things.
And thanks for calling in, Tim. And Tim or anybody else out there listening, even if you don't want a concealed weapons carry permit, you don't have a handgun, but you have a long gun, you can take the classes from any of the instructors and get some basic personal instruction about the law carrying handguns and weapons familiarity, just so you feel a little bit more comfortable. You don't have to have a CCW. A number of instructors here offer a variety of classes that are worthwhile to take.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people that even after they take it, they don't carry because what we offer here is safety in gun handling. You come out, you shoot, so you know how to handle a revolver and a pistol. Even if you never, ever ever carry, but it's okay because now you have the safety aspects. But here's the other thing. We teach an extensive 3-hour class on law, on when you can shoot, where what circumstances, what are your rights under the law, when can you carry a shotgun in the car, and how can you carry a shotgun in a car or a pistol? Can you do that legally if you don't have a CCW? All of these things are covered in this class, whether you ever carry or not.
Right. It's very worthwhile.
It is.
So that's great.
That's Northern Firearms Instruction.
Oh, and I'll give a little shout-out, changing the subject here.
Yeah.
We talked about the Sons of Italy. This Saturday, too, is the Anderson Rotary Wild Game Feed.
Ooh.
And we have a blast there, and you can have a variety from everything from
– looking forward to it.
Yeah, Bob and Brenda are going.
They
come prepared.
Well, they bring coolers with them because you can't keep this stuff, I guess.
It's all leftovers.
Yeah, it's leftovers, so you fill up coolers with this stuff.
Well, let's not exaggerate. We bring a couple of Ziplocs, and they actually go around saying, hey, take it away.
Because there's a lot of
5-gallon Ziplocs.
We have just about every thinkable game you can have from A to Z, trout,
zebra.
I don't know if we have zebra or not.
I said Z. I was just
wondering. Pretty close. We've had alligator in the past there.
You get alligator, bear, elk.
Deer, elk, antelope.
Everything. Anything you can imagine.
And Miss Kim's pork.
Goose. Geese we have there. Ducks. Some Korean pork that Kim Chamberlain cooks up that is just great.
Look,
so it's a great time.
Would you wipe off the microphone, Bob?
All the proceeds go towards supporting our scholarship project, which for young men and women in Shasta County for scholarships, and we gave away tens of thousands of dollars.
This is the first time. This is the first time we've talked about it. Is right now. You know, y'all should get to us like a month.
Yeah, can you buy tickets at the door?
You can.
Okay, we've attended before.
Tickets are $35.
Okay,
And then it's everybody fixes a variety of stuff. There's a pheasant there, quail, dove, smoked pheasants. There's
it's a great
event. Usually
they
we have pipe about
in the pig.
Yes, we have the Jefferson Pipe Band there. They have a roasted pig that we bring in.
Mm.
It's a great event. Usually
any turkey there.
There will definitely be turkey, some wild turkey. This year, Carl was unable to donate any turkey because he didn't get any. But
I've been practicing.
Yeah, it's a great event. It's usually about 500 people are there, pretty close to it. If you buy some tickets, you have a chance at winning some a variety of firearms there as well.
If you go look at if you get there early enough, you can go look at the barbecues that look like Elon Musk's workshop out there.
There's quite a variety of barbecues out back.
So now you know you can go to St. Paddy's Day on Friday and have all the corned beef and cabbage you want, and then you can go over to the wild game feed in Anderson
on Saturday
and stuff yourself with. I mean, literally, because when we were here, you could go around and around. This buffet.
And so, usually, we usually have corned beef and cabbage there. Everything that we have, even if it's domestic, we call it wild. So we have wild beef and cabbage.
Wild beef and cabbage. Okay, everybody.
Thank you, Sheriff, for being with us today.
Yeah, tomorrow, Trish Clark will be here with me, and we will have, it may be just Trish and I at 8 o'clock just tearing it up.
Do it.
I think so. We have people on at 7:30, but I think I'm just going to hold off and have Trish and I doing it.
Dissect.
Tearing up what's going on. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be raining, so take care out there.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
It'll raise interest rates today for the third time since December 2015. And that's to reflect a consistently solid U.S. economy. But even with increases, rates are expected to remain at historically low levels. So while loan rates for consumers and businesses will rise, they will stay relatively low. The Senate has advanced the nomination of former Senator Dan Coats to be the newest director of National Intelligence. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Dan Coats enjoys widespread bipartisan support for the role as the head of the nation's intelligence operations. The former senator from Indiana, who decided last year not to seek re-election, comes to the job as U.S. intelligence efforts are being scrutinized. This amid